Parshas Chayesoro, Beit Tefillah, Tavshin Ein Vav, Talochashir. Here we meet the first time, the Kvura, Avram. We have a whole parsha about the Kvura. The Torah tells us great details, the effort Avram invested to get his wife buried. A few years ago, there was a guy, a secular person, who petitioned the High Court. He wants, after he dies, to be fed at the eagle, at the vulture feeding site in Ramat Golan, where they feed carcasses to the birds. He wants his body to be fed to the vultures. I don't know what happened, but I want to discuss, is there any basis to what he's saying? Can we doubt for it? Could a person choose not to be buried? Let's see. The Gemara in Samach Vav Amud Beis, in Sanhedrin Mem Vav Amud Beis, Iboyelu asked the Gemara, what is the purpose of kvura? Why do we bury bodies? What for? Mishum bizyoinahu? Or mishum kaporahu? Is the purpose of burying a body is to prevent the bizoyan? Says Rashi, she is bazel enko, you shouldn't be disgraced in public. Shiru mace v'nirkav v'nivka. People see the body decomposing, bursting, nivka. It's a bizoyan. That's why we bury. Oy mishum kapara is the reason it's a kapara for the mace to be buried. Why, says Rashi? Ki heichi da'ata havile kapara bat monazu. He'll get a kapara. Shemaridim umashpilim oisoi betachti ois. This guy was top of the world. He was a CEO. He had 50 companies, 5,000 workers under him, and now he's put under the ground. That hashpala creates a kapara. So is it to give himself dignity to prevent bizoyan? Or is it to give him a kapara? Says the Gemara, the mai nafkamina. What's the difference? You have to do kvura. What's a nafkamina? Says the Gemara, the omar loy ba'inan di likvuru lau gavra. A guy who says, I don't want to be buried. So here's a nafkamina. If the reason is because of a kapara, so bakasha, you don't want kapara? If the purpose is of burial for yourself to give you kapara, and you don't want the kapara, not interested, so don't get kapara. Rashi adds, and even if he will bury you, you won't get the kapara anymore. The person doesn't want something, you're not going to get the kapara, even if you get buried. But imishum bizyoinahu rav kol kamini. But if the reason of burial is because of the disgrace, then we can't listen to him. Why not? What's the difference between kapara and disgrace? Says Rashi, because of the craving. It's a disgrace for the family. Family's around, and their relative is decomposing. So therefore,
I didn't say
burning. I'm not there yet. We'll get to burning. This is a guy who doesn't want to be buried.
Not being burnt, just
it's like our guy wants to be thrown on the mountain in Ramat Golan. Then Hefka, birds can come, whoever first comes first served. We'll send the bill afterwards. No complaint. Can't complain no. Don't. Anyway, so it's totally on this. If it's because of kapara, the guy, that's all right. Don't want kapara, you don't get kapara. If it's for bizayon, can't degrade his family. Yes? Yeah? So we're gonna, it's every case itself, we see if they're asleep or if they went away. I don't know if we're going to check every... If the family... If they could come around. Maisa the Gemara wasn't Machriya. So let's take this. So our guy, who wants to be thrown in the Ramat Golan, fed to the birds, we can't agree. But what happens if his family agree as well? Obviously, the guy is a secular person, and he's petitioning the high courts. It's very choshev for him. And so, what will happen? Does the family agree? His wife, his kids, all masking. We wanna fulfill our father's wish. So now what? So it depends on the machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns it's a bizoyim for the craving. But the Ramban, Paskin in the Torah, learns it's a bizoyin to kuluchai. It's a bizoyin for mankind. For mankind, for people, that there's a human being decomposing in public, it's a bizoyin for everyone. So therefore, be an afkamina. If this guy's family agree, can we allow him to be thrown on the mountain? According to Rashi, yes. If he agrees, the Kravim agree, he doesn't want Kapara. He's bizoyin the Kravim, they're Moichel, Vakasha. But according to the way the Torah paskens the Ramban, since it's a bizoyin for mankind, therefore we cannot agree. Yes? Right. Maybe because he did an Avera in public, because he said that.
It was hanging him up for more than the minimum amount.
Kilalas Aleikim Tolui.
Right, so what?
But it doesn't mean every.
That's for a Choyte.
It's a Bizoyim for Akash Borchu. You see, but Salem Aleikim was sinned, but for everyone else. That's the Sugya. Can we learn from there to every person? That's the Sugya of the Sanhedrin. We'll get that soon. Can the din of kvura, the Torah does require for Mises Beis Din, does apply for everyone else? Okay, so we dealt with the guy. The guy wants to be fed to the vultures. Halalocha, we go the Torah, and we cannot accept because it's for mankind. Okay, what happens with Mordechai said? What happens? This actually happens. People say, I want to be cremated. I want to be burnt. It's a dumb thing. So can we allow for this?
These days, it's a big thing.
Right. So let's work it out. Mitzad kapara, the guy wants to be cremated. He's not going to get the kapara. He's not going to be mushpal. It's burnt, it gets burnt, there's nothing left. Okay? He's allowed to choose to lose his kapara. Mitzad bizdoyan, is there bizdoyan? Is it disgrace? What do you say? Right. It's not bizdoyan, it's nothing, you wouldn't even know the ash. There's no difference than any other ash. Doesn't look different than your Lag BaOmer fire. You can't even tell, identify it's human ash. It's complete ash. It's not bizoyan. So according to the Gemara, it comes out, what we just learned, it's mutter to get cremated. Wow. Okay. the Rambam in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Aval tzivo shel lo yikover, a person who instructed he doesn't want to get buried, ein shoyminoi shekvura mitzvah shenemar ki kovoi tikverenu. Says the Rambam, we cannot follow his orders because it's a mitzvah to get buried. A man can't be mevatel a mitzvah. Very nice. But what about the sugya? Shkoyach, asa lechem mishnah. Very nice. You come with a new reason. But that's not what the sugya said. The sugya said it's gvura mishum mipnei hakapara or mipnei abizoyan. Do you want to be machmir? To say because of bizoyan. Don't come up with a new reason called mitzvah. Kovoy tikvarenu. See, by Misas Beis Din, Haruge Beis Din, the Torah said you have to bury them. That's a portion of the Torah. But now we're discussing a regular person. Says the Rambam, a regular person is also a part of the mitzvah of Kovoy tikvarenu. So what's behind the Rambam? Says the Lechem Mishnah, because the Rambam learns it's a machlokes in the sugyas whether mitzvah's gvura is deraisa or drabonah. Therefore, the Rambam learns that the sugya that was discussing kapara bizoyin is in the world of gvura's drabonah, and the Rambam is passing in the gvura's deraisa. Therefore. A person wants to be cremated. According to the sugi we learned, whether shum kapara, whether shum bizoyin, shum imuta. But the Rambam's paskening, and since it's a mitzvah's eser of gvura, therefore he's not allowed to go against the Torah and cancel a mitzvah's eser. So that's the answer why it's forbidden to be cremated. By the way, I would like to add, in the Sefer Beharivno of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, on this week's parasha, in Parashas Chayesara, he has a case that even he is impressed. You know, he has all these wild cases. He has this wild case of a guy before the war. There was a young family, a mother, father, and child. The mother died. The father and son were around when the war broke out. So the father asked, a Polish woman, to be registered as her husband, and that way to be saved. So indeed, she registered. She registered him as her husband. He moved in, and lat. He actually became a husband, and he married the shikta, and he had a child from her, which is obviously a goy. Now, after the war, the father, shikta, and goyish son moved to America. The Jewish son moved to Israel, and one day he receives a message that your father's died, and he left an inheritance of $50 million. Very nice. 25 for me, 25 for him, travels to America, and he finds out that his brother, his Goyish brother, is about to cremate the father. So he says, no, you can't. I want to give my father Jewish burial. He says, Mapitom, Goyish burial. They have an argument. He goes to the high court, and the high court says, Pshara, half, we'll burn him. You take half the ash, put in the Jewish cemetery, and he'll take half the ash and put in the Goyish cemetery. So the son makes it. The Jewish son offers his brother, says, "I'll pay you $50,000. Give me the corpse. Let me give him a Jewish burial." The goy chaps what's going on. Says, "I'll give it to you if you give up on the inheritance." He came to ask a shayi, "What should he do?" And the din is that the yorshim have to give from the Yerusha to bury wherever expenses are necessary for the burial. They have to pay from the Yerusha, and therefore this guy lost $25 million to bury his father. Ad Khan was a story in Haravna. So, serious nefesh, $25 million to bury his father. I would like to add, it's not so poshut. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh Shimem Hei Sif Hei. He gave up. He paid up. He lost $25 million to bury his father.
So why isn't that so good?
Let's see if it's necessary. I'm suggesting not. It's not posh. It's actually necessary. Let's see. Because in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeh Simen Shim Mem Hei, it says over there, Kol Aposh Midarkei Tzibur, people will perek all the mumorim. We don't bury. We're not. There's no avelus. We're not oinanim. Their family are not. They wear white clothes. Loiv shem nevonim, misatvim nevonim, va'oichim v'shoytzim usmeichim. Their family have to celebrate. When their muma dies, they have to celebrate. Yeah, so maybe Scharet. Yeah, that's a Tov. In the same siman, that's where it appears. Why are we happy? What's the celebration? It says, Asha Ovat Soinov Shel Mokayim, Tichsiv Ba'avoid Roshoyim Rino. Okay, I've been told about a certain Pia Shmua, so I can't really say his name, but I heard a certain very, very great Mashgiach. His brother was a famous Apikoros. Very famous Apikoros, and his brother died, and he made a party, Kedina the Shulchan Aruch, and then it was put on the internet, the whole balagan. At Dinah the Shulchan Aruch. Instead, it was to celebrate. Fine. That's for Avedus. What about Kvura? Okay? So, you don't, there's no Avedus for Mumar. But do we bury him? So. A mumar, a non-believer. So in the Geshe HaChaim and Moshe Sternbuch say it all depends what level. So a guy didn't keep mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah gvura. But a guy who baptized, left all the adus, there's no mitzvah gvura. So that's the minhag. We don't bury him. We don't even allow his family. Don't bury him. Nothing. And Moshe Sternbuch says a guy who marries a shiksa is the same thing. A guy who marries a shiksa and completely disconnects from Jewish people, he has the same thing. There's no mitzvah kvura. So I say, on this guy, the guy who gave up $25 million, I don't know what his father was like. His father married a shiksa. If he didn't consider himself Jewish anymore, he has a din of a goy, there's no mitzvah kvura. So then he wouldn't have to give up the money to prevent his father from being cremated. That's what Moshe Sternbuch writes. Depends how. Does he still. Some people marry a goy and they don't consider themselves Jewish anymore. That type of guy is disconnected from the Jewish people. So that's how he treats him as that level. So it depends what type of the guy the father was. Yes? But he continued to be married to the shiksa. To be married to Bas El Nechor is very bad. Okay, but the Maisa, that's where it is. Because the Yorshim have to use the what? That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm raising. I'm saying. What this is Zilvishin writes, I'm saying it depends on this din whether there's a mitzvah kvura for mumar or not. Depends what type of mumar he was, the father. Was he still epis Jewish? He still considered himself. I have to know what the case was. Fine. Now, what happens if a kohen is walking in Ramat Golan, going to Tiyul, and he sees the corpse? He sees a guy, a Nebuch. The birds are not so hungry. He's only half eaten up. His mom is mutal be bizoyin noira. Bizoyin noira. And there's no one else around. So, a kohen, when he meets this is it, meis mitzvah. When you say, I have a meis mitzvah, a kohen, that's the only time a kohen is allowed to come tommy for a non-family meis, is a meis mitzvah. And this guy's in the nature reserve, and the high court's paskin that he has to stay there. And he can't, no kohen kedisha is allowed to deal with him. The meis of the kohen's there. It's now or never, because if he doesn't get him now, the birds will finish him off. So is he allowed to be metame for such a person? They didn't make mitzvah on a guy who chose to not to be buried. So this is the idea I'm taking from Rabbi Yoshi and the Kovitz Truvas. The base of what I'm about to say. We already said there's a mitzvah kvura. Mitzvah kvura. Now, why is it a kohen gadol and a nazir the latim and tamer from meis mitzvah? Is it for what is it for? What's special about meis mitzvah? Is it because of the kvura aspect? He's missing his mitzvah. What is unique about meis mitzvah that overrides kahuna and nazirus and anything else? You tell me. The bizoyin. It's not the mitzvah skvura shabai. It's the bizoyin shabai. It's, as the Gemara says in Brachas, kovad abrias. Human dignity. The guy's corpse is decomposing. It's a busha. It's a bizoyin noira. And that overrides anything else. Zoktav Yashiv. That's true for a meis mitzvah who wants to be buried. But a guy who chose, he doesn't want to be buried. If he doesn't care about his dignity, then why should we care? So I want to get to that. So therefore, the only het will be for the mitzvah craving. The Kroivim is also very embarrassing for them. So if the Kroivim, we said they agree, then all we have is Mitzvah Kvura. Mitzvah Kvura does not matter to Metama Kohen. So a Kohen cannot be Metama for that Meis Mitzvah. Now about mankind, just asking what we said is a Bizoyan of mankind. I feel that's not that level of Bizoyan wouldn't warrant a Kohen to become Tommy. If I tell you that in Afghanistan right now, I'll tell you in Iraq, there's a place, there's bodies over there which the Arabs killed and are decomposing. Is that going to bother you? Are you going to lose sleep over that? It's not going to get to you. It's true that we would bury those people if we were around. It's bizarre for mankind. But that's not the level of covenant priests that would warrant to transgress Yisurei Torah. If Rashi holds that bizoyin for other people doesn't even warrant kvura, even is there in front of us, there's no mitzvah kvura. Culture came, he wouldn't do an isurim for that. So our guy in Ramat Golan, if his family don't care, a kohen will not be allowed to metama for him. Okay, yes. But we see from the Gemara about kapara, the guy doesn't want kapara. Well, it says bakasha. Inside the kapara, we don't say he changes his mind. Of course, he wants kapara now. Though if you moich on it.
So why are we only basing on what he said when he was alive? Presumably, that, whatever that means, changes his mind.
So too late. Too late.
If you didn't
care about Muslims, we're not going to care either. So the Yoshev says what? That's only by Roitzani. That's the guy who says Roitzani. We beat him out here as Roitzani. So even if it's being forced, but he deep down he wants it. But this guy, up to his moment of death, he didn't want it. Okay, now listen to this. What about a person who said, I want to be buried, but I want to donate my organs. I have a heart. I would like to give up. I have to help someone else's life. I have kidneys. I have liver. Why should you go in the grave? What for? Chaval. I have a special card, which I declare, I want to donate my organs. So let's work out, is it right or wrong? Is this guy, there's no one kapara? Is this guy going to get kapara? Yeah, because the rest of his body will be put down tachtios, and to get a kapara. He used to be king of the world, now he's in and under the ground. He gets a kapara. Is he a bizoyan? No, because these organs are being taken out and put into someone else. It won't be lying around the floor. It won't be decomposing. It'll be used. Put it and be inserted in someone else's body. Don't be Zion. Yes? Yeah. Okay. True? Oh, so therefore, so you're saying, what is to talk about is bitul mitzvah kfura. Says Rabbi Yoshev in Kovitz Chuvus. He makes the cheshbon. Kapara, no, but it's a bitul mitzvah kfura. Person dies, the mitzvah is to bury his body. And he's taking organs, he's not burying them. Says Rabbi Yoshev. This is in Kovitz Chuvus, Cherek Darat, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. And this is like wild, this is the most wild you get. He says, Yesh Lodun. If an organ is inserted into a recipient, someone's walking around with someone else's organ inside. He said, this organ doesn't become living. It's called Mechuber Lachai. It doesn't become part of the recipient. It's the mace, it's the original owner that attached to a chai. And therefore, says Rabbi Yoshev, since it's a mitzvah kvura on the Eivor, because the Minchas Chinuch says, even for one kazais, there's a mitzvah kvura on every single kazais. So therefore, there's a mitzvah kvura, even when it's inside the recipient, there's a mitzvah kvura on it. Because the mitzvah kvura hasn't gone away. Because it didn't come part of the chai. It's attached to the chai. And therefore, if it's not pikuach nefesh, he says, we should consider still burying the organ. We say, I'm sorry, we're not going to receive it. I'm sorry, but you know, inside you have something you need to bury. So if it's pikuach nefesh, fine, you can't take it out. If it's not pikuach nefesh, there's a bit of mitzvah kvura. Because we still have to bury that organ. Hazei zok Rabbi Yoshev. V'ani ha-kotn. Ani small. Aderech ha-limud. I'm baffled. Can you tell me, if a guy went through a successful heart transplant, he went through a successful liver transplant, and the guy walks into the chasana, Baruch Hashem, he's alive and well, dancing around his new heart. Do we have to scream, Koyhanim, leave the chasna? All can't leave because there's an Avra mace, Kazais from a mace is walking around over here. There's a Kazais of a mace. Because this guy has the liver. And according to Rav Yoshev, it says mitzvah gvura. If it's mitzvah gvura, then it's metame b'oil. So would that mean all the kanim had to leave? That sounds wild. Tumah blua, that's true. Sorry. You learn Mishnais, right. Tumah blua. He's saying correct. I do know it's a kind of... It's a technical, right. It sounds a bit wild for us to consider.
Why CMAs?
No, he has... This guy received someone else's liver. Right. From a dead person. that liver, says Rabbi Yoshe, still has mitzvah gvura, even if it's inside him. Even if it's inside him. Okay, pikuach nefesh, we can't take it out. But maizit, it still is mitzvah gvura. So I'm saying, according to Rabbi Yoshe, the mitzvah gvura, it's a mace, so it has to be this metama boil. So what would we say? One of two things. Either we would say, no, it became a new entity. I would say that it became part of the new recipient. Sura Saguf, people have Ramachai Varim, people have a nose and eyes and face. And now you have this guy, his old liver was taken out, he got this new liver, and now no longer does it relate to where it used to come from once upon a time. Now it's being sustained and living, and it's a living organ that's part of the new body. That's how I would say. Because why isn't the liver decomposing? Because it's part of the new body. Or, even according to Rav Yoshi, that the organ still relates to the mace. But you know what? I have news for you. Tchias ha-mesim. It's a mace that got tchias ha-mesim. Because this liver is alive. The heart is beating. Ma'afsharasot. You're going to tell me there's mitzvah skvur on a beating heart? It's beyond me. It's beyond me to understand such a thing. It's alive and kicking, Baruch Hashem, the heart, Admir Esrim. The heart's still going. So you tell me there's a mitzvah skvur on the heart? Even if it relates to the mitzvah, but he has tchias ha-mitzvah. I want to ask you a question. We learned in the Haftorah Parshas of Vayera, we had that Elisha was Mechaya, the Yelet. Right? The Yedah died, and Elisha was brought in, and he gave Tchias HaMeisim. I don't understand. Mitzvah Skvura. What are you doing? You have here a child. He needs to be buried. You're giving life. You do a bit of mitzvah. Maybe you should still bury him. Maybe you should bury him alive. Ayala das. Say that he was dead, but now he's alive. Mazukashu? Yes. Goes after the Ikar, why is it alive? Why is the mitzvah gvura? Because the yellow is alive. Here it's alive. Look, a person who's alive, does he have to bury his limb? Is a gvura on a limb? Right there. Let's assume, for argument's sake, let's assume there's a mitzvah gvura on a limb. Now, even the person is alive, but the limb's dead, so you have to bury it. So vice versa as well. If the person's dead, but the limb's alive, so why would you have to bury something that's alive and kicking? Yes? Yeah. I don't know if that's our problem. I mean, he chose to do that. I don't know if that's, we have to worry about that. That was his decision. The guy decided that's what he wants. Okay? So for me, that's a chiddush. But Rabbi Yoshe brings a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked by Rav Moshe Scherer, who was asked by the president's office. The president's office wanted to know what does Judaism have to say about limbs, organs from a dead body to be used for medical research. So Rav Moshe Scherer, yeah. He sends the tshuva to Rav Moshe Feinstein. What should I tell them? It says, Rav Moshe, al pi din Torah, shekibalnu ish mi pi ish from Har Sinai, a person is not biting on his body. A person doesn't have the right to say what to do with his body. Therefore, even one Avor, a person is not biting, not the owner to decide what to do with his body. Therefore, a person is not allowed to donate organs. He doesn't own them. They're not yours. We're an Eved. We have a task to do in life. It's not ours to decide that after our death we're going to give away organs. So Moshe says, and I'm asking, but according to this, are you allowed to donate a kidney? So in Kainim Advarim, according to our Moshe, are you allowed to donate kidneys? People donate kidneys. Very nice of them. according to Rav Moshe, it's not yours to decide. Yeah, I never heard it's usa. You're not obligated to, but if you want to, if you have a beloved, someone ill, you want to help them. I wasn't aware, I haven't looked into this, but I'm not aware that there's an issa. Elama, it's my body, I'm right to the side, I want to give my kidney to my beloved friend, my beloved family. Well, I'm asking, so according to Moshe, yes, Lion. Anyway, Rav Yoshua was asked by the Beis Din in London, that there the authorities, the Beis Din were considering to allow Jewish people to donate organs, because they're concerned if the Jewish people don't give, they won't get. They're concerned that the doctors will stop treating Jewish patients because they know the Jewish people don't give organs, therefore they won't treat Jewish patients. So therefore the Beis Din sent a letter to Rav Yoshua, they want to have a special kartis. No, that person says that we give permission to take organs after our death on the two conditions. Number one, it must be used for not for medical research but for actual giving life. Number two, that 15 minutes have to pass between the moment of death and when they cut the body up, because since when exactly is moment of death is controversial. So 15 minutes after the guy stops breathing and stops everything, wait 15 minutes, he's dead, he's definitely dead. So then they asked Rav Yoshua, what did he say? And besides what we said above, Mrs. Kvura, he says, I don't trust the doctors. Because for them, some organs have to be taken as quickly as possible. They're not going to understand why you need 15 minutes. They're not going to have the patience to wait. And they're going to cut up before the right time. So the whole reason why you're trying to matter this to save Jewish recipients' lives, but you're endangering the donor's life, because you can't take a second of someone's life. So therefore don't. I'm not choishesh that they won't treat the Jewish patients. It's a matter of religion, and therefore surely they will treat everyone equally. Our last point, this is very 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 nogea. Burial in concrete slabs. Batei Kvaros are getting filled up. After Meir Esrim, everyone has to join the Batei Kvaros. As the Chofetz Chaim thing, people think it's a club of Starbers, like the golf club, swimming club, and there's a Starbers club. People die. I'm not registered in the club. I'm not part of the club. Everyone's part of the club. Everyone ends up one day. So the Maisa, they're lacking. So what happens to what they're doing now? They have like these concrete slabs, or they have like shelves. They're building like a building with floors. They put offer on the floor. They have a pipe that connects the offer to the ground, to the ground, all connected, and they're burying people on different stories, and that's where they get more people on less space, because you have many many floors. What's the din? So the Maisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I'm cutting the story short, that to be buried in an orain, not on the ground. Can a person be put in an oroin, in a coffin, left on the ground? There's no bizoyan. He's covered up inside the coffin. No one can see him. What's the din? So Maisa comes out from the Gemara. It's still called Bittul. It's called Bittul Mitzvah Kvura. It's Baal Tolin. So there's a person who writes a Moshe Sternbuch, and he claims all these people buried in these concrete slabs. So it doesn't, since concrete is tolush v'seif chibrei. Gemara says, if something was from the ground, got disconnected and reconnected, it's called tolush. A person who wants to bow down to the mountain, does the mountain come also about now? No, it's called mechubar. A person wants to bow down to his house, the bricks of his house, Does it become also bano? Yes. Because Tarush of Saif Chibra is called Tarush. So here as well, all these concrete is Tarush, and therefore these people are not buried. It's a meitz mitzvah. The mevata mitzvah is Esther, because it's like being buried in a coffin, not buried in the ground. Ramesh Rishnambo says, don't worry about it. It's still, since it's kavua, therefore it is called buried, because it's not portable. A portable coffin doesn't count as burial. But if it's stuck to the ground, it's alright. But to lack in kapara. Because what's the kapara? To bury shol tachtis. Therefore, lack in kapara. That's what he claims. Rav Yosha says the same thing. Okay, it should not be the maisa. Should have b'mehir b'yameinu tchias ha-meisim and meet b'zad Hashem all the meisim together. Go up to Yerushalayim. Thank you very much. Yerushal koyach.